Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
A leading recessionary indicator flashing red. But investors don't appear to care, at least not yet. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ray Lucia program. These indicators have been flashing red for the past 5, 6, 7 years. So I wouldn't get too worried about that. But there are some things that are in the news that are making life pretty interesting, probably for y'all. You know, we had the Facebook debacle a couple of weeks ago. Now Tesla. Craziness. Elon Musk going a little nutty. General Electric. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. The half-life of investment strategies. I read an interesting article on that. The fact of the matter is about half of everything we know about finance will have to be forgotten or will be forgotten or replaced by new information within the next 9 years, and perhaps even sooner. But I start today with this one. By the way, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ray Lucia Show. The longest bull market in U.S. history. Does the bull live on? And is this, in fact, the longest bull market ever? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray program helping you to make better money moves. Well, if you're counting the number of months, we are on the precipice of being the longest bull market ever. That's weird. Anyway, the longest bull market ever. If we go back to the longest run prior to this, October 11th, 1990 to March 24th in the year 2000, a market that went up 417%. Our market right now is about the same length, almost identical to within minutes, really. And up about 325% or so. Still pretty good. But Mark Hulbert wrote about this, and I think this is interesting because the first thing you need to do is understand what a bull market is and how it is defined. Let me read to you what Mark Hulbert wrote. Repeat after me, he says. The current bull market did not begin in March of 2009. What? Just about everybody seems to believe that the bull market began March of 2009 and therefore had its ninth birthday on March 9th, 2018. Mark Hulbert says no, they are wrong. As Humphrey Neal, the father of contrary analysis, insisted, when everyone thinks alike, everyone is likely to be wrong. He goes on, take the stock market decline in 2011. From its high on May 2nd to its low on October 4th, the Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 21.6%. That's more than enough to satisfy the definition of a bear market. Is not a bear market when the market drops 20%? Why is this being ignored? I'll tell you why. It's because when we look at bear markets, we're looking at the closing price during that day, not intraday pricing. He goes on, what about the decline between May 2015 and February 2016? The value line geometric index of 1,700 widely followed stocks fell 26%. The Russell 2000 fell 25%. Again, those are intraday numbers. Why are we making such a big deal about it anyway? Why do we care if we're in a, quote, bear market? Because the timers want to get you out right now before it turns into a bear or a bull market that's long in tooth, the longest perhaps in U.S. history, but not by these metrics. By these metrics, we're only in a bull market that's been around for 25 or 26 months. Here's what he had to say. Classification challenges like this one cry out for an objective definition of what an actual bear market is. Well, Ned Davis research has given us, you know, like a 30% rise in the Dow or a 13% rise after 155. This is all baloney, though. Because is not a bull or a bear market more a state of mind? Isn't it how we feel about our lives going forward? I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good right now. You got record employment. I mean, seriously, record employment. Way more jobs, I mean, good jobs, than we have qualified applicants. That presents another problem, but that problem is solvable. You've got Hispanic American, Asian American, African American, women, all those unemployment rates are either at or near record highs. So I'm feeling pretty good. Again, according to Ned Davis research criteria, there have been actually 37 bull markets since 1900 with an average length of 25 months. Again, Ned Davis is measuring bull and bear markets on an intraday basis. Is somebody getting a haircut next door? Is that what that is? That's a major buzz cut, man. I got, as you can see, I got clipped, and it sounded a lot like that. Anyway, those criteria also include that we are currently in a bull market that began on February 11th, 2016, which means that the current bull market is 27 months old, insignificantly different than the average 25-month bull. So it just depends on what your definition of a bull market is. Now, why is this a lot of bull? I'll tell you why. Many of the advisors who believe the current bull market began in March of 2009 also argue that it's in danger of coming to an end because of old age. But bull markets don't die of old age. Something has to trigger it, like a recession. Do you see a recession coming anytime soon? I don't think so. I mean, it could. Maybe it'll come in 2020. I don't know. But it certainly doesn't look like it's coming in 2018 or 2019. Second, this discussion of bulls and bears illustrates how our memories play tricks with us. Many advisors and investors are genuinely surprised to be told that the S&P 500 dropped more than 21% in 2011, or that the Value Line Geometric Index and the Russell 2000 Index fell by more than 25% between May 2015 and February 2016. But those benchmarks very much did fall by that amount. Again, what's the difference between an intraday and a closing price? Nothing. It still happened. It still happened. Third, this discussion illustrates the games we all too often play with statistics. If we try hard enough, we can probably torture the data to make it say almost anything we want. Again, this is from Mark Hulbert. Take the notion that a 9-year-old bull market is more likely to come to an end than one that is 2 years old. This is only trivially true since all past markets have eventually come to an end. But that doesn't mean that the bull markets die of old age. You could just as easily say that night causes day, since one always follow the other. Bottom line here, folks, make sure that when you're analyzing data or you're reading these silly stories that the bull market is long in tooth, understand that if you torture the data the way these studies do, you can make it say pretty much whatever you want it to. We'll be back.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline prices. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is always good to be prudence. Prudence. Dear, I shouldn't have tried to make a joke out of that. Sorry. It's a great song, though. Welcome back. It's the Ray Program. A leading recessionary indicator is flashing red, but investors don't appear to care. They're obviously here talking about the yield curve. It's flattening out. And just about every time you have a flat to inverting yield curve, you end up with a recession. But this is part of the problem. Remember, I was talking earlier about the half-life of investment strategies, or the half-life of just about anything, medical knowledge, technology, etc. And the fact is that just because it used to happen this way doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen this way. It may not be that an inverted yield curve predicts a recession ahead. It could be a trade war. It could be something else. And this is why everybody must have some kind of a plan B. I'll tell you what else. This whole subject of diversification has become far more compelling in the very recent past. Those so-called stock pickers, I'll mention three stocks. Two very popular, and one stalwart, supposedly. Let's start with the stalwart, General Electric. Have you seen what GE has fallen to? A 9-year low. General Electric. GE was one of like the original Dow stocks. And it's falling, to $12 a share. That's like, 2009 prices. More recently, Tesla has been in the news. JP Morgan is expecting Tesla shares to fall back to $195, representing a 36% downside to like last week's close, which is already down, 7%? It's like a 40-some-odd percent decline. That's what they expect. Because Elon Musk had an evidently unfunded plan to go private and now is in trouble with the SEC. Yeah. And without Elon Musk, who knows if there is a Tesla? I don't know. But he may be asked to step down from the board, etc. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd say, slap the guy on the wrist and let him keep planning. But is Tesla an automobile company? Are they a battery company? Are they going to take and fly Teslas to the moon? I don't know. Facebook. We saw a big blow up in Facebook a week or two ago. We don't know. This is why you have to be diversified. Okay, let's move on to a couple other things. IRS provides guidance on 529 plans. All right, so the Treasury has given us some guidance based on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. First, distributions from 529s can now be used to pay up to a total of $10,000 of tuition per beneficiary, regardless of the number of contributing plans. Each year, that's every year, 10 grand, at an elementary or secondary public, private, or religious school of the beneficiary's choosing. This is big. Remember, I don't know, months ago, I talked about how you could set up the future grandchild's 529 plan. All of a sudden, that's starting to make a lot more sense to me. So you can name anybody you want as the beneficiary if you're the owner of the contract. And you can always change that. So if you name your grandchild as the beneficiary, and the grandchild is already in college, got a scholarship, you could keep it in the grandchild's name when that grandchild gets married and has a great-grandchild for you. You can then change the name to the great-grandchild. By the time the great-grandchild wants to go to, well, the parents want he or she to go to a, say, a parochial school or a private high school, they can tap into the 529 plan you may have set up for your grandchild, or maybe even your child. Who knows? So $10,000 per year is pretty good. It's no longer, you know, secondary, like college education. It can be for elementary school. It's fantastic. Next, in another change stemming from last year's tax reform, the IRS and Treasury are permitting funds to be rolled over from a designated beneficiary's 529 plan to an ABLE account. Now, ABLE accounts are tax-favored accounts for those who become disabled before age 26. They're designed to enable the disabled and their families to save and pay for disability-related expenses. The rollovers from 529 plans, together with any ABLE contributions, which I think are like $15,000 a year, are for those designated beneficiaries. The third change, which involves tuition refunds that can be rolled back into a 529 plan, the change allows a student who receives a refund of tuition or other qualified education expenses, often as a result of dropping classes mid-semester, to recontribute the tax refund to any of his or her 529 plans within 60 days. So make a note of that and those changes if you have a 529 plan. Okay, we got to go to break shortly, but there are two things I need to cover when we come back. One is the tax planning sweet spot that you may be in right now. And if you're not, it's important that you know about it. And then some things you should do in anticipation of the next downturn. Not that we anticipate a downturn, but if in fact a downturn comes, what you should have in place. And that's coming up next on the Ray Program. Also, emails. You can email me right now. Go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com, and click on the Ask Ray button. What 10 things successful retirees do? Community engagement, robust social network, part-time work, fulfilling hobbies, well-thought-out plan, positive family relationships, mentoring someone or coaching them, physical activities, supporting a cause, and tackling challenges to keep the brain occupied. I'll be doing all of those during this break. Make sure you stay with us.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I'll get to the tax planning sweet spot here momentarily. But before the break, I was talking about the 10 things successful retirees do. I picked this up from Forbes contributor John Wasik, whom we've had on this program before. Smart guy. Don't agree with everything he writes. But the boys there were teasing me. They were. About whether or not I could retire and not fail at retirement, because he asked the question here, can you still fail at retirement even though you got your health insurance, you have assets and all that? And so I had to like go through them one at a time. Here they are, and I'll give you my grade as I go. You have to have community engagement. Nope, I don't have much of that. Robust social network. Nope, don't have much of that. Work at least part-time, yes. Fulfilling hobbies, yeah, I got the band back together. Yeah. A well-thought-out plan, I'm going to have yes and no on that one. I mean, I plan for a living, but when it comes to my own plan with Jeannie and I and what we're doing with our lives, we're probably just as confused as the next, so I got to be honest there. Positive family relationships, yes. Coaching and mentoring, I did start doing that a couple of years ago. That's been fun. Physical activities, not really. Supporting a cause, yeah, I'm involved with the church and all that. Tackling challenges, having to work with these guys every day. Yeah, that's a challenge. So what would you give me, like a C plus, a B? Yeah, they're giving me a C plus. Oh, well, I don't plan on retiring. Okay, I get emails all the time on this. In fact, I have one somewhere from, Charles wants to know if he should be converting to a Roth. Here is what Sarah O'Brien wrote. I think this is, where is this from? I should give her credit. But I don't know where it's from. Probably from Forbes. New retirees, don't overlook this tax planning sweet spot. It's really important stuff. A special opportunity to do some serious tax planning awaits many people heading into retirement. This sweet spot is the stretch of time that starts after you're done with full-time work and before you begin taking required minimum distributions, you know, from your 401k, IRA, etc. And presumably you'll find yourself in a lower tax bracket. So this is one of the questions. In that, if you're retiring at 62, from 62 until the time you take your Social Security, will you be in a lower income tax bracket? If you are, then it may make sense for you to do some pretty serious planning. For example, Roth IRA conversions. I've been in an interesting conversation with one of my good friends, happens to be a doctor, and based on her particular situation, she's asking me the same exact question. In fact, her question was, should she use up the 24% income tax bracket? And I kind of went into a panic going, wait a minute, she is single, so the 24% bracket doesn't go up all that high, but it goes up high enough to where it is not likely that she should do that. Now, the 22% bracket, that might be a little different story. One of her concerns was, will it increase the tax on her Social Security? Probably not, is my assessment of that one. Because in reality, once you get over, what, $44,000 of income, and her physician income and RMDs and all that will cause her to be in the higher Social Security bracket, you're paying tax on 85% of it anyway. But, and this is a big one, Her even better question dealt with Medicare surcharges. Once you get up into that 22% tax bracket, you might start paying more for your Medicare. Wouldn't it be nice if you had some tax-free Roth money? Now, there are lots of different ways to get tax-free Roth money. You don't have to do conversions to get tax-free Roth money. You can do your basic backdoor Roth IRAs if you make too much money, or just a traditional dump in $6,500. And if you're going to work for another 5 years or so, that's, you know, that's $30,000-$40,000 you'll have in a Roth. We've talked about the mega backdoor Roth for people that are a little bit older that are in a 401k plan, being able to put post-tax money in to your retirement account. Post-tax money, meaning it sits there, it accumulates earnings, the earnings gets dumped into the pre-tax bucket, but the post-tax money remains in its own bucket. When you retire, you do two rollovers, one with the pre-tax funds and one with the post-tax funds. All that post-tax money goes into a mega backdoor Roth IRA. Now you've been able to fund more than $6,500 into a Roth. You don't get the earnings benefit, the tax-free earnings benefit, but you do get the contribution. So go ahead and fund the Roth, whether it be straight or backdoor, and then you can fund the mega. Because as we've talked before, when you get into this sweet spot, it is really nice to be able to manage your income tax bracket. Now, what Sarah was writing about was Roth conversions, but also the other one, which I've discussed many times on this show, selling some of your winner capital assets. Because remember, if you make up to $77,200, if you're married, filing jointly, or $38,600 for single taxpayers. Now, remember, you have to add your standard deduction to that. So married couples over the age of 65 get what, 26.6 in standard deductions? That takes them up over $100,000 of income. Call it $103,000 or $104,000. So if you make $50,000 in salary and you've got stocks or real estate that have a gain, you could sell another $50,000 of gain assets and pay 0% tax. This is why it is so important to be able to manage your tax rates when you get to retirement. That's a real biggie, and it was not changed in the Tax and Jobs Act of 2017, which went into effect this year. I think that is stellar. Remember, if you're in the 15% income tax bracket, you will still, if you're under, I should say, the 15% income tax bracket, you're going to be able to pay at the long-term capital gain rate, which is zero. So this is a huge, huge deal. Now, remember, once you get over $250,000, you got a 3.8% Medicare tax on top of that. Okay, real quick, in the minute and a half I have left, some things you should be doing now before the next downturn. Okay, well, one thing is pretty certain. Don't try to time the market, because the next downturn could happen 10 years from now, and you could be waiting and waiting and waiting. So the better strategy is to have some sort of a defensive position, a plan B, so that you can leave your investments untouched. Plan B is safe money, having enough safe money to draw from. Remember, a bear market lasts about a year and a half. So you better have at least a year and a half worth of safe money that you can tap into. Then you'll need some pretty safe money in the unlikely event that the market is not friendly and the bear market lasts longer. But you could afford to take a little more risks with that money because most of the time it'll pay off for you. And then have your risky money in stocks and real estate invested in those assets that can produce income to reduce the amount of safe money you need, and in growth-oriented investments so that you don't sell them, you can afford to wait out the bear markets. And then always make sure that your investments are aligned with your goals. Match your asset to your liability. Emails next on Go Away.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
You've got mail.
Chewing on a piece of grass. Hello, folks, and welcome to the Ray Lucia Show once again as we tackle the tough questions that you ask. We have some dandies here, a lot based on many of the things that I talked about today. For example, hit it, boys. We'll start with Charles. So Charles asks this question: should I convert some of my $400,000 IRA to a Roth? I'm 70 and a half and facing required minimum distributions. Charles, this is a question I cannot answer without a lot more data. You see, we need to know what your goals are. Remember before the break, I said you got to match up whatever your strategies are with what your goals are. I mean, if you told me that this Roth money was destined to be to fulfill your primary goal, which is leaving money to your grandkids on a tax-free basis, and that was the most important thing to you, I would say absolutely. Because grandkids will have many, 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 many years to continue to grow that money and compound it. Now, they will have to take a required minimum distribution. But if they have a job, they can take the required minimum distribution, turn around and fund their own Roth. So I don't know. I don't know if a conversion is going to put you in a higher income tax bracket. Clearly, you wouldn't convert all of the 401k, but there may be some rationale for converting some of it. For example, let's say you've got a brokerage account with stocks in it. Anybody with a brokerage account probably has some substantial gains over the next 9 years. Remember, I just talked about how you may be able to liquidate stock at a gain and pay zero income tax on it? Maybe you can sell some stock at a gain, pay zero income tax on it, live off of that money, allow some money to pay taxes, and do Roth conversion. Now we're starting to make a lot of sense, especially if you're concerned about when you turn on your Social Security at, say, age 70, and you and your wife are bringing in $50,000-$60,000 a year in Social Security payments that you're not paying on 85% of your Social Security tax, I should say. So again, you may be in that sweet spot that we were talking about if you know how to play your cards. But most of the time, I don't recommend those that are post age 70, 75 doing Roth conversions because they're planning on spending the money for themselves, which typically takes a 25-year time horizon to pay off. So, got to get a good financial advisor. That's all there is to it, Charles. Dustin is next. I caught your program last week or so. I heard you discussing tax savings by hiring your kids. I have a 13-year-old. Is that too young? Well, it's not too young if you can justify paying them a certain wage that the IRS will deem reasonable for the activity. So don't pay them $100 an hour. But if you paid a minimum wage, I think that would be fine. Now, again, I've had several responses on this. And I don't want to profess to be a tax wizard or expert. I'm not a CPA. So this is something you should talk to your CPA about. But having said that, this is a slam dunk. It's a slam dunk. Let me give you an example that I wrote about somewhere in this stack of stuff, but I'll do it from memory. If you paid your child $5,500 and you're self-employed, you deduct that $5,500. The child reports it as income, not subject to your self-employment tax or a FICA Medicare hit to the child. So it's a net $5,500 to the kid. The kid opens up a Roth IRA. Now, from 13 to 18, the kid puts $5,500 away into this Roth. I got to get my calculator going. So what is that? 5 years. So $5,500 in payments over 5 years. And the kid is blessed to have an 8% rate of return. That's $32,000. The kid's 18. So for the next 50 years, the kid lets that money sit. He doesn't add another penny to it, and it earns 8%. That Roth IRA is worth $1.5 million to your child. As long as you can get the kid to just close their eyes, put the money in the market, like an S&P index or something like that, total market index, and 8% over 68 years or 50 years or whatever is reasonable. It is very reasonable. So think about that. If you've got, and by the way, if you're not self-employed, you can still do this, but you're going to have to mark up the cost by about 15% because that's the self-employment tax that you would be paying on both sides, 7.65 each way. So if you're literally self-employed, not a sub-S corporation, not a C corporation, LLCs, yes, perhaps. You can really, really help your child. That's tax-free. You deducted it. The kids reported it as income, but got zero taxed on it. Accumulated the money tax-free, and then all the money in retirement comes out tax-free. I can't think of anything that's better than that, Dustin. So glad you were listening to that. This one is long. So is Linda's, but I'll go to Linda anyway. Only 1 minute. I'm gonna have to do these later. Sorry, Linda. And who is this? Richard. Richard. They both are on annuities. Richard asked about T-notes versus CDs and MYGAs, MYGAs. And scolded me for not telling you that treasuries were free from state income tax. My bad on that. Linda's, she works in the financial services industry and wants to know about the guy on TV. She heard me beating him up the other day. And Richard is too long. I'm out of time. Thank you so much. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Now go out and make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.